Chakye Vishishtam Ajayeshvara Sodashare Nispityamanam Upakash Vivo Prapanam Natvam hi nitya vijitatma naguna swadharma Kalova shikrita vishrija visarga shakti Chakke vishrishta majayeshvara sodashare Nishpidyamanam upakasha vibho prapanam Ladies, Saha, that one, the supreme independent person who, through his external energy, has created the material mind, which is the cause of all suffering in this material world. It's a pretty big word, Saha. Tvam, you are. He, indeed. Nitya, eternally. Vijitatma, conquered. Gunaha, whose property of the intelligence, Swadhamna, by your personal spiritual energy, Kalaha, the time element, which creates and annihilates, Vashikrita, brought under your control, Visrijya, by which all effects, visarga, and causes, shakti, the energy, chakre, in the wheel of time, the repetition of birth and death, visrijtam, being thrown, ajaya, by your external energy, the mode of ignorance. Ishvara, O Supreme Controller, Sodasha Are, with 16 spokes, the 5 material elements, the 10 senses, and the leader of the senses, namely the mind. Nishpidyamanam, being crushed under that wheel. Upakarshaha, kindly take me to the shelter of your lotus feet. Vibho, O Supreme Great, Prapanam, who am fully surrendered unto you. Translation. My dear Lord, O Supreme Great, you have created this material world of 16 constituents, but you are transcendental to their material qualities. In other words, these material qualities are under your full control, and you are never conquered by them. Therefore, the time element is your representation. My Lord, O Supreme, no one can conquer you. As for me, however, I'm being crushed by the wheel of time, and therefore I surrender fully unto you. Now kindly take me under the protection of your lotus feet. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The wheel of material miseries is also a creation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But He's not under the control of the material energy. Rather, He is the controller of the material energy, whereas we, the living entities, are under its control. When we give up our constitutional position, Jivir Shurupoi, Krishner Nityadas, the Supreme Personality of Godhead creates this material energy and her influence over the conditioned soul. Therefore, He is the Supreme, and only He can deliver the conditioned soul from the onslaught of material nature. Mam eva je prapadyante mayamitam tarantite. Maya, the external energy, continuously imposes upon the conditioned souls the suffering of the threefold miseries of the material world. Therefore, in the previous verse, Prahlad Maharaj prayed to the Lord, quote, "But for your lordship, no one can save me," unquote. Prahlad Maharaj has also explained that a child's protectors, his parents, cannot save the child from the onslaught of birth and death, nor can medicine and a physician save one from death, nor can a boat or similar means of protection save a person drowning in the water. For everything is controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, suffering humanity must surrender to Krishna, as Krishna Himself demands in the last instruction of Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text number 66. Sarva dharmam brityaja mam ekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha shishyami ma suchaha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear. All of human society must take advantage of this offer and thus be saved by Krishna from the danger of being crushed by the wheel of time, the wheel of past, present, and future. The word nispidyamanam, being crushed, is very significant. Every living entity in the material condition is actually being crushed again and again. And to be saved from this position, one must take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then one will be happy. The word prapanam is also very significant. For unless one fully surrenders to the Supreme Lord, one cannot be saved from being crushed. A criminal is put into prison and punished by the government, but the same government, if it likes, can release the criminal from imprisoned life. Similarly, we must know conclusively that our material condition of suffering has been allotted to us by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if we want to be saved from this suffering, we must appeal to the same controller. Thus, one can be saved from this material condition. Om Ajnana Timinandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurundimintam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girin Yatkripa Taraham Bande Shri Guru Dinataranam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram. So, we see a very instructive verse from Prahlad Maharaj. We remember that Prahlad was just a small boy, and now he's giving us such wonderful glorification of the Lord and practical instruction how to approach the Lord and why to approach the Lord. This material world is created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and specifically it's referred to here as the a wheel of time composing of 16 elements that's crushing the living entity. The five material elements, the five senses, the 10 material elements, and in the mind, right? So the chief element in this, the material constituents, is the mind. Therefore, in all yoga practices, the chief purpose is to control the mind. And it's the same in bhakti yoga. In bhakti yoga, which is explained in detail how to perform bhakti yoga by Srila Rupa Goswami in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar Devotion. So that there the essence is to always think of Krishna and to never forget Krishna. This is a sum and substance of bhakti yoga. Because in this way, one controls the mind. When the mind is under control, then automatically the senses become under control. Srila Prabhupada explains in Bhagavad Gita that we work with our minds. More than we work with the body, we work with the mind. Because you think to do something, and then the body follows through and does it. So the first thing is that we think to do something. Thinking, feeling, and willing. When one contemplates on material objects, then one's thinking and feeling and willing will have one result. And if one thinks of Krishna, then one's thinking, feeling, and willing will have another result. Meditating on the objects of the senses is kind of the is the founding block of material existence. The modern economy is to attract people to contemplate on the objects of the senses so that they will, by this contemplation, become attached and want to obtain so many different material things, whatever it is. Whether it's a new flat in Powai, or a BMW, or a Porsche, Audi, whatever it is. Right? It's on the billboards, it's on the TV, it's in the newspaper, all to attract the mind to think of that. Right? And to put the conditioned soul under the hypnosis of the process. Dhyato vishayan pumsam sangaste shu pajayate. They know the science. By contemplating on a thing, one becomes attached to that thing. Whatever it is. Right? And from that attachment, Krishna says, lust develops. And then the living entity, due to that lust and unfulfilled desires, frustration, right? Anger develops. And when anger starts, then intelligence is lost. And when intelligence is gone, then one acts in some strange way. And therefore, Krishna says, one falls down into the material pool. I mean, there's so many examples. You know, whatever it is, a person works hard, gets their 50, 60 lakhs together and goes down to Navaneet Motors, buys the BMW, right? Rides around Juhu for some time. Everybody's, oh. Even the devotees at the stoplight go to the BMW first. Everyone is attracted. But not after too long, the person that finds in the BMW, it's the steering is not quite right. This door makes a little noise when you close it. There's some imperfections, whatever it is. And after a short time, it's just a ride, like any other car. And the person in the BMW is looking at the Audi. It's the same thing for everything, not just the car. The flat, the BB, the bacha, whatever it is. If you're living in the village, the buffalo, the bisque, whatever, Jobi Hogya. It's one and the same thing. It's the material world. And that's why it's the crushing wheel of time. We're under the influence of that wheel. We can't get out of it. Right? We don't have that power. Right? It doesn't matter. Even if you're a quote-unquote devotee, and I have tilak, and I have kantimala, and I have a japamala, I'm a devotee. So I'm not under the wheel of time, right? Well, maybe. Maybe not. It all depends. What does it mean to be a devotee? Well, it means to have kantimala and tilak, and I got initiated. Guru Maharaj gave me initiation. So I'm a devotee. Well, not necessarily. You still have to follow the process. And what's the process? Sarva dharma pratyaja mamekam saranam braja. Means, you mean I have to think of Krishna? All day long? All day long I have... That's what it means to be a devotee. Yes, that's what it means to be a devotee. To think of Krishna. To meditate on Krishna. Right? Then we're a devotee. Otherwise, it's just the external manifestations of being a devotee. And the devotee may have a little more, due to chanting Hare Krishna, some common sense that BMW is not the end all of life, but still the pitfall of the crushing wheel of time will still be there if the process is not carefully followed. It'll just be manifested in a different way. So therefore, Prahlad Maharaj is explaining that the Lord, when he comes, we have to understand about the Lord to want to think of him. Why should we think of Krishna? I can think of my business, I can think of so many other things. Why should I think of Krishna? So here Prahlad is saying that we should think of Krishna because Krishna creates this whole material world. Its influence is so powerful over all the living entities. They can't overcome it. But even though Krishna creates this material world, Krishna is not affected by the material world. Krishna is not overcome by Maya. Mayadyakshena prakrite suyate sacharachanam. Krishna says, I am controlling Maya. The Mayavadis, they're so foolish. Sometimes they say Krishna is like any other ordinary man, but by meditation he became God. No, not like that. If Krishna decides to come to the material world, it's his own decision. But the conditioned souls, they're forced. They don't have a choice. They don't have any say about it. They're forced to come to the material world. And by the daiva prakriti, the material nature, they're forced into a particular body. They don't have a choice. But Krishna never changes his body. Krishna tells Arjuna that I explained this science to the sun god many, many millions of years ago. And Arjuna said, how is that? You and I, we're friends. We're the same age. How did you do that? So Krishna tells Arjuna, both you and I have had many lives together. I remember them, but you do not. Why is that? That's because Arjuna is an ordinary living entity and forgets his previous verse. But Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, doesn't change his body like a conditioned soul, and therefore he remembers everything. Right? So sometimes, due to illusion, the living entity wants to equate the Supreme Lord with the conditioned soul. It's so foolish. It's like the person who's in the prison house. It may be that the governor comes to visit the prison house on inspection tour. Right? And so how foolish are the prisoners if they see the governor in the prison house and they say, oh, I didn't know the governor was a prisoner also. It's foolishness. The governor's not a prison. Out of his own volition, his own choice, he's come to inspect the prison house for whatever reason. Right? In the same way, the Supreme Lord, he is not affected by the material world. He's in control of it. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada says, he puts a reminder for us of that in the material world. What's the reminder? He always reminds us. Very easily we can see all the time that Krishna is different from us. And what is that reminder? What does Prabhupada say right here in the purport? Who caught it? No. That's a result. Something every day you'll come in contact with, every moment, from the second you get up, in the morning, what's the first thing that you do, Suradas? Prabhuji, when you get up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? Well, that's good. That's very nice. What's the second thing you do? Then what's the third thing? Isn't it that you look to see what time it is? Yeah. We look and see. Hare, what time is it? Oh, it's only 2 o'clock. I can go back to sleep again. I got plenty of time to snooze out. Hare, 4 o'clock, I'll be late for Mangalarti. Right? So the first thing we do in the morning, we see what time it is. Right? So the representative of Krishna in the material world is the time factor. Right? It's that wheel that's crushing us that no one can defeat. It's Krishna. Look around you. You see little babies. You see middle-aged persons. Right? You see old men like me. Old men. It's the time factor. The time factor is affecting us at every moment. When you're 25 years old, your senses are strong. You can hear, you can see. There's the strength in your grip. Right? I can remember shaking hands with Dhanvantari when he was a younger man. He had an iron grip. Now that grip is a little looser. This is the time factor. Whatever it is. Whatever material thing, it's affected by the time factor. And that's Krishna. The material concept of the living entity is past, present, and future. The young vidyarthis, students, sitting in the college, doing their studies, because they're thinking of the future. And then the old man sitting in the old folks' home, he's always thinking of what happened in the past. So this is the influence of Krishna. It's all around us. We can always see it. It's described here as the wheel, the crushing wheel. And the word that Prahlad uses for that is nishpidyamanam, nishpidyamanam, crushing. Right? Crushing the living entity. Right? That's our condition. That's what Prahlad said his condition is. Nishpityamanam. I'm being crushed by the wheel of time. Prahlad's not saying here, Hare, I'm a devotee. I got Tilak, I got Kantimala. No problem. No, he's saying Nishpityamanam. See how he's thinking. I'm being crushed. Unless we feel we're being crushed, unless we understand that, the non-devotees can never understand. They think everything's okay. It's all okay. Due to their conditioning. Because they never try to think of Krishna, they never actually understand the situation that they're in. It's only when we think of Krishna that we can understand the situation we're in. Nishpityamanam, we're being crushed. by the wheel of time. Unless one awakens and understands the falsity and the misery of this material world, we're living in an illusion. So what's the answer? Well, the answer is the next word, prapanam. Prapanam. To surrender. So surrendering to Krishna, is the only way to be saved from this nishpidyamanam, this crushing wheel of time. But don't fear, there's a bright side of all of this, and that is it's easy to surrender to Krishna. All you have to do is chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. By the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, one can very easily surrender unto the Lord. And by surrendering unto the Lord, one can become saved from the crushing wheel of time. So are there any questions?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji, for the class. Prabhuji, you were mentioning about that how we don't have the power to fight against this Maya, that even we get sometimes attracted by the glitterings of this world. You told about this BMW. So now as a sadhaka, I know that it's very difficult to fight against Maya. We also get attracted. So, but then we come to know these things when we go outside only. Maybe due to work reason or some preaching purpose. So I come to know that there are so many attractions for me apart from devotees and Krishna also when I go outside. So how to keep our hope that, you know, one day or, you know, this attraction will go away and then I'll be only attracted to Krishna and devotees. So how to maintain that hope? I know that it's difficult, struggle is going on, but how to maintain that hope against these situations?
How to maintain the hope?
Yeah. And keep on going.
Yeah, well, Rupa Goswami explains in the Nectar Devotion that the devotee develops asha bandha. The devotee who's thinking of Krishna becomes he understands that even the desire to obtain Krishna he doesn't have. If you really desire something, well, you're going to get it. But the searching devotee realizes I don't even have that desire to desire Krishna. And therefore the devotee prays for that ashabandha. He prays for the desire, just to have the desire to want and obtain Krishna consciousness. Right? One devotee said, going back to Godhead, forget it, I'm just trying to get to the heavenly planets. And maybe somebody else is not even trying to get to the heavenly planets. But if you want to obtain Krishna, it's only obtained through one price. Lolyam. Rupa Goswami says, Lolyam. The intensity of one's desire to have it. Intensity of the desire to have it. That's what Krishna is looking for. Otherwise, again, by our own effort, we're under the crushing wheel of time. There's no way out. You can wear 10 kunti malas and put on 40 tilaks and keep 60 bead bags. It's not going to help. We're still under that crushing wheel of time. Unless we change our desire. We have to look at our desires and be realistic. And then sort out the desires. It's like if you collect too many things, you have to sort out what you really need and what you don't need. So an analyzation of our desires is very important on a regular basis. What am I desiring? You know, what is coming to me? We can see what's coming to me. And what's coming to me is a reflection of my desires. You know? If that, you know, cute little girl that always turns my head is coming, why? Because that's what we're desiring. Therefore, it's coming. So one has to sort out the desires and understand what is rubbish and what is important. Right? But that ultimate, which is very rarely achieved, even by great personalities like Lord Brahma, that desire to only serve Krishna, nothing else. That is the desire after that one particular thing that will take us all the way from being crushed by the wheel of time all the way up to Radha and Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, which is the ultimate in love of Godhead. Huh? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire is that every living entity in the Kali Yuga can come to that goal. In the mood of Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is enjoying that relish of the devotee's love for Krishna. And it's such an amazing thing. He wants to share that with everyone. Right? Lord Krishna, when he appeared 5,000 years ago, he demanded you surrender. Sarva dharmam prityajam. He's saying surrender. But nobody surrendered. So he came again, Srila Prabhupada explains, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he came as Lord Chaitanya, he didn't say surrender. He just said, take it, love of Godhead. Take, take, take. The storehouse of love of Godhead was opened by the Panchatattva. And its contents were plundered by the Panchatattva and freely distributed to everyone. Therefore we chant, Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. That's the desire of Lord Chaitanya. He wants each and every one of us to enter into the Leela of Radha and Krishna in Goloka. He doesn't want us to be stuck here in the material world. But there's a lot of pitfalls, there's a lot of detours, there's a lot of distractions, lots of distractions, lots of detours, right? Things that will take us way off You've chanted Hare Krishna, you ate prasadam, you're on your way, no doubt. But you can go all the way around and then come back to it, or you can go siddha. Isn't it? Right? You're on a trip, right, the National Highway 34, and it says diversion. Can go off on a long and then come back to the highway. Right? It's up to us. We have to be careful that we don't become diverted, that we understand what is the goal, and we maintain that single-mindedness, just like anyone in the material world has. They have that single-mindedness. They don't allow themselves to be distracted. A businessman wants profit. The bottom line, sabse badhiya rupya, is focused, right? Don't look this way, that way, focused. So a devotee who wants to obtain the goal of Krishna consciousness has to remain focused. What is the goal? It's certainly not the heavenly planets. It's not a Rolex watch. It's not a big post in ISKCON. These are not the goals. The goals are love for Krishna. Prahlad had love for Krishna. Prahlad Bhakti. Such an amazing story. Pastime of the Lord. How he benedicted Prahlad with his love. Right? So we, as we read these prayers, let us keep fixed on what the goal is. Let it be the main thing in our lives so that we do not become diverted by anything else. Does that answer your question? Any other questions?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. You mentioned in the answer to Prabhuji's question that we must have a desire for Krishna. So what it exactly means that we should have desire for Krishna means?
One time they asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, what does it mean to be sincere? And Srila Prabhupada said, it means to be sincere. So a desire for Krishna means just like that, a desire for Krishna. You want Krishna. You don't want anything else. That's what it means. Simple thing. To the exclusion of everything else, you want Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, in his training of the devotees, was to help them understand that. That the only thing worth having is Krishna. That's all. And it requires training. It requires superior guidance so that we can analyze what is rubbish, what is actually worth going after in life. Srila Prabhupada didn't compromise. Right? Some people were able to take it, some people weren't able not to take it. But his training was such for those that could take it. You know, like in the Marine Corps, when the new recruits are in training, they chant, if I can take it, I can make it, because it's a lot of heavy pressure. If I can take it, I can make it. That's what they chant when they're marching. If I can take it, I can make it. I know I can take it, so I can make it. So Srila Prabhupada would train the devotees according to their level of advancement. How many have read the book of written about Jamuna Devi Dasi? Anybody read that book? Yeah, you got to read that book. It's an amazing testimonial of Srila Prabhupada's testing of a devotee according to them, their level of advancement. Some amazing things. We get an opportunity, it's in the library. We have this library up here, and it's a two-volume book about Jamuna Devi Dasi. It's well worth the read if you want to understand how Srila Prabhupada trained devotees to become Krishna conscious. It's a matter of, like you have to analyze personally. It's in each individual. Nobody's face here is the same. All are different. All are different individuals. Krishna's relating with each and every individual in a different way. It's custom fit for us. So we go through life, and if you have the goal of life, you'll see that the things that come to you are about the goal. They're choices to help you sort out what's not required and to focus on what is really your real business. Is that okay? Any other questions? Yes.
Prabhuji, I would like to become a devotee. What is required for that?
I'd also like to become a devotee.
Can anybody preach me?
Sometimes.
No, that's not the answer.
Did anybody preach to you?
What?
Did anybody preach to you?
No.
No? That's too bad. You read Prabhupada's books sincerely, and everything in it is a perfect instruction about how to become a devotee. See in this purport. Don't think of Krishna as an ordinary person. He created this material world. He's not affected. So that helps us to understand how Krishna's different from us. Second, he's saying that this material world is a place of suffering due to the influence of time. In time, everything changes. One moment you have a job, the next moment you don't have a job. It's the wheel of time crushing. Okay? So you can try to adjust it in any way you want, but you'll never be able to adjust it. Just like a parent that tries to save the child with medicine, still the child dies. There's a big boat on the water, but the man still drowns because it's not under our control, it's under the control of time, which is under the control of Krishna. So if you want to be saved from that crushing wheel of time, this purport says, you got to surrender. You got to surrender to Krishna. And it's easy, as I explained earlier in the class, it's easy to surrender. You just have to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Prabhupada explains, a criminal is captured by the government and thrown into jail. The same criminal, if the government likes, it can say, okay, amnesty. We give you pardon. You can go home. God's made this jail for us. We should realize that and surrender to God. And he can pardon us. We can get out. not only we can get out, but we can go to the highest place, the spiritual world, in Goloka Vrindavan, where Krishna exists. Is that okay? Any other questions? Okay, thank you very much for listening. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi.